I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with our returning guest, Carl Donnelly.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
I said that. I threw that out to the listeners more than
Well, you did say everyone, didn't you?
I did, actually, yeah. You are included in that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's great to be back.
On radio, you know, people always say you. They always make it very singular, don't they? Like,
yes.
You.
Yeah.
You know, hello to you this morning.
Everyone.
How are you doing?
Personally.
Yes, even though they're talking to all of London.
Yes.
For example.
I like to keep it general.
Do you listen to the radio in London?
I sometimes late at night on a drive home listen to talk radio.
Because
it is basically. It's a spicy meatball. There's a lot of
late night.
A lot of taxi drivers calling in to put the world to rights.
Yeah, of late, my partner Reese and I have been listening to a lot of talk radio.
You're at that really stage of your relationship.
Yeah. It's just, as long as someone's talking, it doesn't have to be us.
Yeah. Just so you have to subcontract out all conversation.
Yeah. One thing on Australian talk radio that we have is quizzes. One in particular, they call it Norman the Quiz, which goes out on evening radio.
Lovely.
Do you partake in any radio quizzes?
Not really.
Because you're about
to. I'm not a big quizzer. I have been known to do some pub quizzes in my time. I'm all right at them, actually. I'm better at them than I should be for somebody who doesn't do them regularly.
Yes.
That I've built myself up too much now.
Well, the pub quiz.
Never done a quiz ever.
The pub quiz is a team sport, and so it is today. We have a brains trust here to assist you, and we search
can't
high,
wait to meet them.
And today we'll learn low to find our brains trust members. Very low. First of all, today it's a big hello to Swamp Girl Tulip. Hey, Tulip.
Hello, the crowd, Kyron.
Thank you so much for coming up for us today.
My absolute pleasure.
How long have you been in the swamp?
I've been in the swamp since I was born, raised by toads. Well, it's good to be up here at the surface, though.
Yes.
Looking you right in the eye. And,
do you get up to the surface often?
Every time I need to breathe. I do have the lungs of a human, even though I was born in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
The toads taught me how to breathe, circular breathing through my mouth and in my skin.
Wow.
Sometimes
breathing through
the
skin.
I have to keep myself very moist all of the time and breathe through my skin.
Fantastic. And what is the economy of the swamp? Do you have a job down there? Do you have to, or is it a bartering system?
A lot of dredging. what I've done is isolate the rights to the environment down there, and then I sell to various companies above water to dredge our swamp.
flipping the swamp. That's what your job
is. We're flipping. We've got a TV show actually called Swamp Flip.
Swamp Flip. You're the host. Oh, no, you watch.
Right, the... Yes, I'm the host.
Oh, you're the host of the show.
Right, well, that's why you got me on the podcast, because I'm quite famous in the swamp community.
Fantastic. So Tulip is here, Carl.
Excellent. Can I ask one question?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you do many quizzes?
Quizzes is something that's largely passed me by in the years. But I do have quite a lot of sort of knowledge about the natural environment and sort of obviously now business consultations as well.
Yeah, so sort of a business background.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Mm. So if anything to do with the economy
or swamps.
Comes up, then... Yeah.
Amoebas. A lot of knowledge on amoebas.
Amoebas. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. We also have
thank
for
the
you
Lord
today the dictator of Central Korea. I didn't know there was Central Korea, Kim Jong-il.
Yes, good day, glory to Central Korea.
Hello, thank you for being here. I know you're extremely busy, so to take time out for our quiz today, thank you very much.
It is okay. Central Korea is such an inefficiently run country that the leader does not have to be there every day.
Mm. Do you have a sort of system around you of... you know, helpers, I guess. So assistants, deputies.
Yes. Slaves is a strong word, so I won't use that. But they work for no money, only for the glory of Central Korea, which is all the currency any true democrat needs.
So I don't know much about Central Korea. What is the economy of...
Everyone knows about South Korea. Everyone knows about North Korea.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Central Korea, we're sort of the New Zealand of the island. You know, it's small, perfectly formed. We have our own thing going on.
Yeah.
Really into swamp flip. Big
few,
show.
Yeah, a few swamps in there, Central Korea.
Swamp flip is very popular.
Oh, I've dredged a few there, yeah.
Yeah, play reruns of Swamp Flip every day.
Swamp Flip.
The main economy is just the general happiness of everyone who lives there.
Everyone, they pay for that, do they? They have to pay for the happiness, do they?
Yes, with labor and loyalty. But they're more than happy to. The highest level of satisfaction in the world, according to our own rankings.
According to your own rankings?
Yes, we also happen to have the most skilled rankers in the world. So the ranking industry is also booming in Central Korea. And we have found that we also rank as the happiest country in the world.
Excellent. So Kim Jong-il is here, Carl.
What a dream team.
Yeah. How do you feel like you're going to go? Are you confident?
I'm not confident.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to do great.
Question number one.
We cover a lot of different subjects between us.
Let's see how we go here. Question number one. Are adagios played slowly or quickly? Do you study music at all? I mean, this is like sort of music theories.
I don't.
You're
haven't
a fan
studied
of music, though.
Nope, never listened to any.
No, don't
never,
hate music.
Never heard it.
Okay,
I'm a fan of music. I don't mind a bit of classical music,
uh-huh.
But I would be sort of a pop fan of classical music.
Yeah, okay. Vivaldi.
I wouldn't even say no. He's a bit niche for me.
Okay.
I know basically Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
Yeah, okay.
Just because that's the one everyone plays on public pianos.
Yes. Well, let's see if our brains trust can assist.
We love a bit of Moonlight in the Swamp, actually.
Oh yeah.
Big
that's when you come out, is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah.
A nocturnal?
That's when I love it. The best times of the month is when the moon is up there and there's a lot of moonlight and we sort of all see each other, real silhouette-like.
Wow. So is it sort of almost a godlike part of your culture?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm. God, yeah. We see the moon. Whoa! That's what we do, all of us.
Wow. It's like that old song, when the moon hits the swamp, like a big
Peter Pot.
Peter Pot.
It's
a beautiful song, one of my favourite songs.
Mm. Oh, so you like music.
I love music. I'm a big music buff. I'm also a concert-level pianist and leader of the national band. The only music the citizens are allowed to listen to is the national anthem of Central Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That just plays on a loop. It's all they need. But I'm allowed a broader spectrum of music.
Okay, you've allowed that for yourself, have you?
Yes.
Very generous.
It would be overwhelming for the citizens to hear anything apart from the national anthem of Central Korea. So it would be for their health that we do not allow them.
I haven't heard the national anthem. Who wrote the national anthem?
I wrote it.
Did you?
Yes, I'm...
So it's a piano, it's a concert piano piece.
Any
it's
words? Are any words?
Yes, there are words.
How about a little snippet of the
oh,
lyrics?
Oh, of course. I mean, the sun in the sky, the sea in the ocean, the mountains way up high. What have you been smoking? It's Central Korea. Central Korea. Central Korea. God has chosen us. No religion allowed.
Amazing. That is good. That is absolutely
it takes, a bit of it takes a turn at the chorus. First verse sounds a bit sort of Hank Marvin almost.
Yes, we have it's to highlight the beautiful natural landscape of Central Korea.
I love the idea you could smoke a whole country.
One thing about the national anthem seems it's all played to time. It doesn't speed up or slow down at all.
Yes.
So we're no closer to knowing if adagios are played slowly or quickly. But you are a concert pianist, so...
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you read music?
Yes, self-taught. I was able to sight read at birth. and
so you learned in the womb?
I learned in the womb. I just came out knowing. My mother's womb was half womb, half conservatory, really.
Yeah.
And so I came out understanding all the Italian words. And adagio... It means to go slowly, if I remember the uterus correctly.
So
I agree. I'll concur with that. I think it probably yes.
Okay, I'll put. Slowly.
I know there's a piece of music called by Adagio for Strings by a famous composer.
That was me. I wrote Adagio for Strings. Oh, yeah, and thank you for listening.
Question number two: what is Asia's easternmost national capital? What is Asia's easternmost national capital?
I mean, I do think we have somebody for this question.
Yes, yes. You're right. Tulip is here. Tulip.
I've been to Asia. I've flipped several swamps in Asia. There's quite a lot over there. Kim?
Oh, sorry. Kim.
A lot of people think it is actually the capital of my nation, Central Korea, which is Happiness City. It is pretty far east. You would be forgiven for.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
For thinking it's far east. This is hard. I am. It must is.
But is Japan?
Japan feels pretty east.
Yes,
it's the land of the rising sun.
Japan, very east.
Very east.
Indonesia, no.
No, Indonesia is relatively pretty
very west.
It's west of here.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Tokyo.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it's Tokyo. Put it in.
I'll put down Tokyo. Question number three. In the United States, the greens from the Beta vulgaris family are known as shard. What, starting with S, are they most commonly called in Australia? The greens from the Beta vulgaris family are known as chard. What, starting with S, are they most commonly called in Australia? So greens as in like...
Oh,
salad greens.
Salad greens.
Yep.
Beginning with S.
In Australia, beginning with S. In America, you'd call them chard.
Chard.
Well, one of our main food sources down here in the swamp.
Chard.
Chard. Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Chard.
Ah, that is the wine you make from chard.
Yes,
chardonnay.
That's what you do. You put it all in a big swamp and then you squeeze it out through a muslin cloth.
Swamp wine.
Swamp wine.
My favourite type of wine.
It's the best. Spicy.
Do you have a large wine collection in Happiness City, Kim Jong-fil?
Yes, I have the largest cellar in the country, full of beautiful Chardonnay, swamp wine. I have the finest swamp wine.
Mm-hmm.
We have a saying in Central Korea, you have aged like fine swamp wine.
would that be poorly?
Oh, yes, it means you are haggard and... swamp wine is hard enough to drink fresh, let alone after a couple of decades.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, Central Korea has not seen a fresh vegetable since the 60s. So I forget which one is which now. Australians Australians called shallots something which is not known as shallots elsewhere, I feel. Is that the S?
It's a bit of a spring onion, a shallot, shallot yes. situation.
I was going to lean towards a spinach.
Yes, I think it might be a spinach, but when you look at the shard, it's got a thicker stalk, and my sense would be silver beet.
Silver beet, that's exactly what it
There's
is.
There's a silver beet now.
Yes, you are spot on.
And no migraines.
Do you want to put silver beet?
Yes, please.
Xanthophobia is a fear of which primary colour?
Xanthophobia.
Xanth. X-A-N-T-H-O. Phobia. Ooh. Xanthophobia is a fear of which primary colour? Do you have all the colours in Central Korea?
Of course.
Yes.
And some new ones the rest of you do not know about.
Oh, a full spectrum.
Yes. We go beyond the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a very gay community, is it?
No! Absolutely not.
You've reclaimed the rainbow.
There is no need for sex of any kind in Central Korea.
Is there not? I thought to grow a country with increasing population would be an important part of growing a country, I would have thought. And sex, historically, central to that.
Well, I'm the only person in the country allowed to copulate the rest. They may not do so, but we try to keep them living as long as they can under such in order to continue producing for the glory of the nation.
So how often a year would you be copulating?
I try to copulate once every financial quarter.
Okay. Right. Yeah, lovely. Right. Yeah. So new members of your population a year.
Yes.
On a good year.
And you sing the song then as well, don't you? You sing copulation for the nation and it gets quite festive.
Yes, it's the second verse. It's the second verse of our national anthem. Copulation for the nation. That plays as I...
Yes. Gets quite... starts adagio and then really picks up.
Yes, I try to mirror the pace.
Yeah. It's sort of a beat for you.
Yes, a silver beat.
But xanthophobia is a... Xanthophobia is a fear of which primary colour?
Oh, is white technically a primary colour?
White is considered the combination of all the...
Yeah, okay, so it's not what I was thinking there.
I think we're looking at a red and a blue or a yellow.
Yellow, I think that, yes, they are the three, aren't they? It's multiple choice, this question, I guess, in that way.
I
picked one that's not on the list. Yeah. Right, that's a bad start to my answer then.
I think X is very close to Y in the alphabet, and so my vote is for yellow.
Okay, one vote for yellow. Would you like to vote for one of the primary colours or one of the other colours that only Central Korea has?
If I were to describe one of our colours, it would blow your mind. You would not be able to understand it. Okay. Blood would come from your ears. Zan. Nothing is coming. I would...
No copulation today.
No. Not until the song is played. Xanth. I will go with... green.
Green, not a primary colour.
Oh, that's not a primary colour.
So your options are blue or green.
Yes. By which I mean either blue or yellow.
Yes. Yes. Why say blue or yellow when you can just say green?
Blue.
You know. You're blue?
I'm going to go blue. Sorry to override the yellow.
Why would you be afraid of blue? I don't understand.
Are you thinking of the classic "I'm green, if I was blue, I would die" track? Why would you be scared of blue?
No.
Did someone just say they were scared of blue?
Why would anyone have a fear
of
blue?
It's a fear of the colour.
It's in the question. Yeah. I understand now.
Yeah.
I'd rather move on to an early 90s hit. I'm blue.
It's always good when the question master has totally forgotten what he's doing.
Question number 5. What is the square root of 169? What is the square root?
It was a bloody
nice.
Root. Oh, yeah.
Is everyone allowed to 69? Is it just sex that's banned in Central Korea?
Yes, people are allowed to 69, but they may not open their mouths.
Mm-hmm. Dry humping.
They may dry 69.
Sort of jabbing it against their closed mouth.
Yes, like birds with cloacas. They may rub... They may dry 69, but they may not. Nothing may go in anything else.
Right.
Not in the nose.
Hmm.
Not in the ears.
No.
That's how we do it in the swamp.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I got an earful right now, so I've got to keep putting my head to the side, dribble it out.
Oh, gosh. But what is the square root? Sorry, it's a maths question. What is the square root of 169? Are you good at maths?
It's 13, actually. I'm quite good at maths, weirdly, sort of autistic level.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It was the only thing at school I was naturally good at.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird one.
Has it come in handy?
Absolutely never. No, it did, actually. Because after I quit university, I became an accountant briefly. Purely.
Oh, you didn't have to finish university to become an accountant?
No, I blagged the interview, I was really good at interviews. So that was one of my biggest skills. I reckon I could teach lessons in how to do a good job.
I tell you what, if you are good at maths and interviews, fake accountant is the perfect job for you.
It was great. I remember, I literally had none of the qualifications they needed for this. It was a junior role.
Yeah,
but I went in and just aced the interview.
Fake accountant is actually one of the most popular reality TV shows in Central Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it is like Undercover Boss, except it's just one of the accountants is not qualified.
You find out at the end. Swamp Flip.
You find out when you get...
Yeah, it comes on right after Swamp Flip.
Swamp Flip.
Audited.
And then it goes in. And a lot of times they've suggested that their ratings are strong because it came straight after Swamp Flip.
Yes, it rides on the coattails of Swamp
Flip. Absolutely.
But it is now sort of carrying its own weight.
Yeah, there is a lot of merit accountant. To it, actually. Yeah.
Sounds like a porn genre, fake accountant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So does Swamp Flip.
I reckon if you put fake accountant in, something would come
up. 100%. Mm. Let's do that.
I'll put 13.
Yes.
Question number 6. Who recently became the only tennis player other than Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and Andy Murray, the big four, to hold the ATP singles world number one ranking since Andy Roddick in 2004? So since 2004, who is the only other than the top four to have held the number one ranking in men's tennis?
That's a hard one. Does anyone know anything about tennis?
Do you play much sport in the swamp?
None of the swamps.
Synchronized swimming, I would have thought.
None of the sports that are sort of recognized above swamp. Above AS, we call it, above swamp.
Mm-hmm.
We do us. A bit of the... Yes, ass. Mm. That's what we call the lot.
Have you been up ass lately?
I am. Oh, well, I'm up ass now, aren't I, doing this? But otherwise, no, I like to stay below ass, actually. We like to play a little bit of the frog toss.
Frog toss.
Yes. Frog toss. The frogs enjoy that more than anyone. It gives their legs a break. Usually, they have to jump a long way. That's what they're famous for.
It's exhausting.
But they can have a day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with frog toss.
Mm.
You got to toss them right into the asshole of a
whale. Oh, it's a target sport.
Yeah, it's a seasonal sport. Yeah. And the whales are sometimes it's the asshole, sometimes it's the blowhole.
Right. A whale in the swamp.
I didn't know they went upstream.
They just come close to the mouth of the estuary, you know, and then they come forward and then they go... And then we go, toss the frog! And then it goes straight in, sometimes straight down the blowhole. And that's a good time, because then they got a...
Yeah.
So this is consensual on the whale's part.
They absolutely
And the frog.
It. Yeah. It strengthens the lungs, you see, because then they got to push the air out forcefully through the hole in their head when there's a froggy in there.
That's a miracle this hasn't made it... Above swamp, this game. I think it's due. I think it's due a break into the mainstream.
We tried to get it into the Olympics one year, but logistically very difficult.
Every country has a national sport. You know, you've got frog toss, frog toss swamps. I guess AFL in Australia. Central Korea, do you have a national sport that the nation?
Yes, dissident hunting. It's a very popular sport.
Yes,
it's really fabulous. Brings all families, all they come out, they watch the big dissident hunt.
Oh, children play? You got a, like a youth league?
Televised?
The children often hunted, if they're mouthy, if they're... if they've been saying things at school they shouldn't have been, the hunt's on. it's me, me and some of my... closest aides, we go out and we hunt dissidents, and the person who hunts the most and kills the most dissidents, they win. I happen to be reigning champion
Oh, yeah.
every year.
Who rates that?
Oh,
how do you become the best?
Well, I just sort of count up at the end who has killed the most, mm-hmm. and it just so happens every year that it's me.
Wasn't there that year that you hadn't killed the most, but then you killed the man who had killed the most?
Yes, so that's part of sort of the strategy element of Dissident Hunt is that you can sort of steal, as it were, points.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit like curling. I don't know if you've seen. Yeah. You can sort of knock someone else out.
Yeah.
Mm. No one had ever thought of that strategy until I invented it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's a delicious day in the swamp when it's Dissident Hunt Day, because I got to put those bodies somewhere. And yum, yum, yum.
Nothing you sucks up a dissident body like a good swamp.
The swamp's got a lot of oxidizational enzymes that eats the carcass of a dissident, and they are yummy.
But who recently became the only tennis player other than Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer and Andy Murray to hold the ATP singles world number one ranking since Andy Roddick in February 2004?
What's the Russian man?
Medvedev.
How did that get turned into the swamp?
Wow, so you follow tennis, do you, Tulip?
I don't follow tennis. I just very much Russians. Enjoy the name of a Russian mouth and name in my mouth. Mm-hmm.
Daniil Medvedev.
Medvedev. Mm. Oh, yummy, yummy. Oh, no.
Would you like to put Daniil Medvedev?
That sounds potentially correct.
I'll put down Medvedev.
Yes.
Question number 7. The maximum standard storage capacity of an iPhone 13 is 500. I don't know where this question's going to go, but I like how it's starting. The maximum standard storage capacity of an iPhone 13 is 512 gigabytes. Was the maximum standard storage capacity of the original iPhone, released in 2007, 8, 16, or 32 gigabytes? So these days it's 512. The first ones that we all lined up for in 2007, you lined up as well, right, like me, yeah?
No.
I did not need to.
Oh, you got an early advance copy.
I got it before it was even released in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're friends with Steve Jobs?
I was friends with him until I didn't really like what he did with the 2013 MacBook Pro, and we kind of fell out over that. But
Feels like it's going to be 8. Feels like these questions, it tends to lean towards the...
Yeah, so that at the end you go 4.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll lock in 8. Question number 8. Cumulonimbus is a type of what? Cumulonimbus is a type. This.
Everyone
of what?
Knows. You'd know it.
Oh, we know down at a swamp. You want to know about? You want to know about grass, amoebas, biology, toads, clouds, the rain cycle, amoebas. You come to us.
This could be a while.
But it's not an amoeba.
Okay,
it's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
Do you have clouds in Central Korea?
No, every day is a beautiful cloudless sky in the glorious republic of nice place, Central Korea. We're the only country which actually says we're
cloud
free, by the way. Cloud free since 1906.
Do you want to put clouds?
Yes, please.
I'll lock in clouds. Question number 9. Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar. Do you reckon I did okay there?
I think it's Nebuchadnezzar, but... That's
Nebuchadnezzar. Well, then you might be able to help with the rest of this.
You might think that, but I know it because it's a ship from the film The Matrix.
Oh,
yuck!
We've just got that movie.
Is a ship from what movie? Oh my god!
6 minutes long.
No, was the ruler of which ancient empire? Nebuchadnezzar. There you go. Was the ruler of which ancient empire?
It's in the Bible. I know that.
Is it? You'd have to say there was a bit of Egyptian. Something
Nebuchadnezzar. I'd say it's my feelings are Egyptian or Babylonian.
I feel it may be Mesopotamian. I've studied the great imperial leaders of the past, of course, which is very important.
Oh yes, of course.
Who were some of your top faves of the leaders of the past? Like, who do you look up
Herod.
To?
Herod. You like a bit of Herod.
I like Herod. I like killing the firstborn son thing. I thought that was very clever.
Yes.
Great bit of business.
Nip it in the bud, I say. Yes. Mm. Nip it in the cod. I like Herod. I like Genghis Khan. Mm-hmm. Khani.
Well, he did that whole copulation thing quite well, didn't he?
Yes. He was a lad on tour. That man. Yes.
Oh. So you also look up to sort of teenagers from rich parts of the UK.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. They are like the Kublai Khan of Mallorca.
Yeah.
I like...
Donald Trump was recently president of the United States.
Yes, he was a big fan of mine. And I liked him back. I was very disappointed when the election was stolen from him in 2020. I thought that was very sad. But not to be expected, of course, from a corrupt nation like the United States.
Mm. It's better not to have elections, isn't it? You just sort of...
They just seem to get in the way. You've never seen a country happy that an election is going on. Mm. Have you?
No, I mean, we're about to have one here in Australia and it appears exhausting.
Everyone's so miserable.
It's not going to cause happiness.
Imagine not having this. It would be so much better. Mm. Our democracy is so advanced, we don't even need elections anymore.
That's amazing. But Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of which ancient empire?
What do you think?
I think it is Babylonian.
Let's go Babylon.
Okay, I'll put Babylon. Question 10.
Rivers of Babylon, we dredge them.
Name one of the hosts of the 2022 Academy Awards. Name one of the hosts of the 2022 Academy Awards. Did you watch the Oscars?
No, I watched one bit in particular.
A number of
that I heard was doing the rounds.
Oh, the old slippy slap.
The slippy slap.
The slippity slap. Mm-hmm. We call it the
slippity slap.
The slippity slap.
Fair enough. Give it a name.
In the swamp, that's what we called it.
Mm. What was the swamp's take on Will Smith slapping?
Didn't slap enough. Should have slapped more. More slaps. Slap all over the place.
I agree. It is the only way to express yourself. It's through physical violence, I found. Me and Big Smitty, we have more in common than I expected.
Does Central Korea have their own... film industry?
Yes, I mean, we have a booming film industry.
Similar to Bollywood, you have your own cinema?
Yes.
And then you don't have to have that awful American cinema.
It is pathetic, revolting, capitalist garbage. We produce high-quality films with the latest cutting-edge technology, all without betraying the core values of Central Korea.
You are the main character and the main actor in all of this.
I write, I direct, I produce, and I star. It's true. I'm
all
sort of a Woody
films
Allen
have the
figure.
Same writer, director, yes. producer, actor.
Yes,
they?
I find they have the most unified vision.
Yes.
Yes. Too many cooks can spoil the broth.
The broth, really.
Which is all my people have to eat, actually, broth.
Broth.
What was your most recent picture?
We recently... It was
a collab between the swamp people and the people of Central Korea.
That's right. It's a beautiful international project. It was we made A Star Is Born 2. And I played both the star and
the born.
I played both a sort of wilting, tragic figure and the new exciting.
Yes.
Ingenue.
Extraordinary. Mm. Extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah. It was said, we filmed all in the swamp. You won't believe it.
The
rates in the swamp are incredible. Very competitive.
You've got to keep it competitive. Yes. You've got to keep the economy ticking over. Mm. A lot of people slipped.
A lot of people slipped and fell into the swamp and were never seen again.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. If anybody wants to make a film in the swamp, we're available. I'm hungry, so come on down.
So in the movie, you will see that characters of the same name, often they change actor, they look different. Fell into the swamp and had to be replaced. But still a fantastic
Any
movie.
Nominations?
That's the magic of the movies, isn't it?
Yes, yes. A little peek behind the curtain there.
There it is. Under the swamp. There it is.
Any nominations for A Star Is Born 2?
Yes, we won Best Picture at the Central Korea Oscars. Mm-hmm. The Academy was wowed.
Mm-hmm. Who heads up that Academy?
Interesting you should ask, because I've been chairing it since it began. And it's a very difficult task. A lot of responsibility, of course, to have the entire Central Korean film industry resting on my shoulders.
But
it's a duty that I must perform. Mm. And I think I come to the right decision every year.
But you wouldn't watch the American Oscars.
Oh, no. Capitalist garbage, as I say.
Corrupt.
Disgusting.
Corrupt.
Although I do think Wanda Sykes was one of the hosts this year.
I think Amy Schumer as well. She might have made an appearance. Yeah.
I concur.
Do you put Wanda Sykes then?
Yeah, go on in.
That's 10 questions.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Wow, that flew by.
Absolutely flew by.
How do you feel you did?
I think we did okay, actually, yeah. Considering at the start, I thought we were in trouble.
No, you've really come through. All right, let's find out. Question number one was, are adagios played slowly or quickly? You said slowly, and it's slowly.
Yes.
Ah, oh, yes, very good.
Tokyo is Asia's easternmost national.
Ah, yes. Oh, very good.
But not for long.
Where are you moving?
I'm pushing the country out into the sea to claim this new title.
You personally?
Yes, I'm a fantastic swimmer.
Yeah, we're dredging all of the water in front of the country, yes, so it makes it an easier passage.
Yes, yes.
Create a sort of land bridge.
That's what we do.
You have a lot of diplomatic relations, don't you? Very integrated community.
The swamp is our closest ally. Yeah.
Which is always a good sign.
They don't talk about that. They don't talk about us as a superpower that we deserve to be known as, but time will tell.
Speaking of a superpower, that what the United States calls chard, we in Australia call silver beet.
Yes.
Oh,
well done. I had no idea.
Xanthophobia is a fear of yellow.
Should have gone with the swamp.
Jaundophobia or
something. The swamp knows. Mm. The swamp knows.
The swamp always knows.
The square root of 169 is 13.
Nice.
Very good. The only player to have reached number one since Andy Roddick, other than the top four, is Daniil Medvedev. Very good.
Very happy with that.
When the iPhone was first released, it was 16 gigabytes.
Oh.
That they threw in there. Cumulonimbus is a type of cloud.
Yep.
Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of Babylon.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Good old Nebby.
That's some good knowledge there. And Wanda Sykes, along with Amy Schumer and Regina Hall, hosted the 2022 Academy Awards, giving you 8 out of 10.
That's very good. Well done, team.
That is not bad.
That's pretty damn good. Oh, yeah. Extraordinary effort
nearly
there.
Nearly as good as my election results.
What were they?
100%.
100, yes. How did you know? 103% year on year.
Well, congratulations on that, Kim Jong-il, and thank you very much for taking time out to join us here. We never really got into another area of your expertise. I know that you love Def Jam comedy.
I'm here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival performing my Def Jam comedies. my first debut hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm nervous, but I'm feeling good. The crowds have been good.
Do you want to give us a little taste?
Yes. I sort of come out in an homage to Bernie Mac. I come out and I go, I ain't afraid of you. You should be afraid of me. I'll kill all your families if you don't laugh.
Oh, that's very good.
And
stuff.
Maybe they laugh, they clap. It's been going well. Yes, yes. I've got reviewers in tonight, so if people could come.
who's going to be reviewing? Delicious little morsel, I imagine, if they give you less than 5.
Let's just say your swamp might have a
I'll set the table.
A lot of the comedians at the Comedy Festival often go and see each other's shows. Is there anyone at the Comedy Festival who you've seen? That you liked at the Melbourne Comedy Festival or disliked?
I really dislike the people who come on and do sort of satire about their country. I find it distasteful.
Phil Wang is a comedian from the UK who does something just like that. Have you seen any of his work?
That man is... I cannot stand Phil Wang. He's too jovial and likable, and he's so full of fun. And he somehow manages to balance the silly and the serious. I don't care for it at all. I think I only like comedy that's Def Jam.
Sort of sound like a reviewer yourself there.
Oh, thank you. I am actually happen to be the Central Korea's leading
comedy reviewer.
Art critic. Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to turn that switch.
Everyone loves them.
So, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Certainly in my country, they do, yeah.
If you don't like Phil Wang, then you'll hate his Netflix special.
Oh, appalling.
Yes.
Philly Wang Wang. What kind of name is that?
Yes. You'll hate his book as well.
Oh, Side Splitter. How to Be from Two Worlds at Once.
Yes.
Pick a world, Phil. i.e. the Central Republic of Democratic Korea.
Mm.
Yes.
And plus, there's only room for one Phil in comedy. So Kim Jong Phil, thank you so much
for
being here.
Me. Come to my show.
And Tulip. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Sometimes I don't think it's always worth going up ass for, but today was worth it.
Okay.
Thank you for having me right up here.
Yeah, thank you
right
for
up here, right?
Coming up ass today.
Ass. This was such a transfixing performance, you've forgotten actually who's behind the voice. To be able to plug.
Do you come up ask for just anything?
Does anything drag you up out of... No, there's a lot of preparation. You got to sort of make sure everyone's happy.
So
for
you wouldn't
to be
just
up
come
ass.
Up for the comedy festival?
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's fucking shit.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
But there's so many good shows. Like Phil Wang, Kim Jong-Phil, Nikki Britton.
Some of them are all right, I guess. That I do.
Oh, you like? You're a fan of Nikki Britton's work?
She's a filthy grub muffin, isn't she?
Mm.
She loves.
That's what I hear.
She belongs in the swamp herself.
Mm.
She loves to toss a frog. That's what I heard about her. Actually, she loves it. So, Nikki Britton, I guess.
Yeah.
She may not be able to do the show tonight because she's got no vocal cords left. That's what I've heard.
Well, Tulip, thank you very much for being here.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me, Kyron.
And Carl Donnelly, congratulations on 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
You are performing in that same comedy festival.
I am, yes.
Keep calm and...
Keep Carl and carry on.
Keep Carl
Lovely
and carry
little
on.
Pun there.
Yep.
Simple pun. Mm. Easy.
It's good.
Yes.
For the whole month.
I don't know why I'm doing that. I forgot that there's been a pandemic and I've forgotten how to do that much work in one short period of time. So I'm already knackered and it's not even been a week.
Do we get to keep you in Australia for a little bit longer or are you jetting back?
Staying on a bit, yeah, not too long, till the end of May.
Okay, so you do some other cities perhaps.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, what's the
swamp? Oh no, come up to Sydney. A lot of swamps in Sydney, baby.
That's what I've heard.
The whole city's been built on a swamp, actually.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
It's true.
Homebush, the Olympic Stadium, complete swamp.
But yeah, I'll be in Sydney and a few other parts of regional Victoria.
Well, congratulations on 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
That is Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.